From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pressed Tuesday for more cooperation with India on security and trade, as the world's two biggest democracies try to strengthen ties, in part to counter China's rising influence. Kerry also said he was hopeful of moving ahead on a deal to provide nuclear energy assistance to India as the nation seek to meet an ambitious goal of boosting annual trade fivefold to around $500 billion. This is Secretary Kerry.
With two democracies that are as large, as dynamic, as vibrant, as interdependent as ours get together, we can not only make a big difference for our citizens, but I believe we can make a difference in taking steps that have an impact, a positive impact on people in the rest of the world.
Mr. Kerry was speaking before chairing a strategic and commercial dialogue with its counterpart launched by the nation's leaders in 2015. He is also to meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday during his two-day visit. The European Union Tuesday ordered Apple to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying deals allowing the U.S. tech giant to pay almost no taxes were illegal. This is the EU Competition Commissioner, Marguerite Vestager.
This decision sends a clear message. Member States cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
Apple and Ireland will appeal. This is VOA News. The Kyrgyz president ordered the government Tuesday to strengthen its anti-terrorism measures in the Kyrgyz capital, according to his office in a statement. A suspected suicide car bomber rammed the gates of the Chinese embassy in the Kyrgyz capital of Bishkek earlier Tuesday, killing the attacker and wounding at least three other people. Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry condemned the attack as an extreme and violent act, but refused to classify it as terrorism. At least five people were killed when jihadists exploded a suicide car bomb outside a popular hotel close to the presidential palace in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu Tuesday. We have confirmed that five people were killed, including security guards, according to a police officer. He added that 10 others were wounded. There is widespread damage reported to buildings in the area. Palestinian security forces have been arresting and abusing journalists and activists critical of their leaders, according to Human Rights Watch Tuesday in a report that comes weeks before local elections. The group said abuses had occurred in both the West Bank, where the Palestinian Authority is in power, as well as the Gaza Strip, which is run by the Islamist movement Hamas. Meanwhile, the spokesman for the Palestinian Authority said security forces in the West Bank said they're committed to international treaties that we signed and respect for human rights. In Gaza, the Interior Ministry spokesman denied torture or political arrest. He said the Human Rights Watch report includes many fallacies. France said Tuesday that it wanted to halt thorny EU-US trade talks, as President Francois Hollande said there would be no deal until at least after President Barack Obama leaves office in January. The EU Commission and U.S. negotiators began work on the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership in 2013, aimed at creating the world's largest free trade area before President Obama ends his term. Meanwhile, as President Obama embarks on his final trip to Asia this week, the Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes Monday said Mr. Obama continues to hope that Congress will pass a 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership free trade pact before he leaves office in January.
This is a trade agreement that is, you know, not simply about undertaking steps to lower prices. It's about being able to create jobs here and export more goods to the largest emerging market in the world. This is in the best interest of the United States. There's always difficult concerns raised around trade, but I think it's a matter of both our economic security and well-being, and also a matter of our national security, that we stick with the effort to approve TPP.
Again, that is the Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.